Out front tonight, we have breaking news on many fronts. Four Marines shot and killed outside military site in Tennessee. Information at this hour about the alleged shooter, Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz. His wrestling coach will be my guest out front. Also breaking, FBI investigating these attacks as terrorism across country. Security stepped up. And more breaking news. The sole survivor of a plane crash in Washington State telling her story to CNN for the first time. You will hear her speak about how she survived right here out front for the first time. Let's go out front. And good evening, I'm Aaron Burnett. We begin out front tonight with breaking news. CNN has learned the alleged gunman who opened fire at two military sites in Tennessee today is 24-year-old Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz. Four American Marines were killed, at least three other wounded. The shooter is dead. Law enforcement source says the FBI is investigating the shootings as terrorism. And this is a picture of Abdulaziz. We have this just in to CNN. As you can see, smiling picture, notable there with a freckle, otherwise a normal looking young man. What we know is that somebody brutally and brazenly attacked members of our armed services and officers of the Chattanooga Police Department, and the sheriff's office responded immediately, and they were able to make sure that no further loss of life happened. Tonight, the Department of Homeland Security increasing security at federal buildings here in New York. Security already amped up at military recruiting stations and other sensitive locations. And moments ago, the President of the United States speaking out and saying, given the nature of the shooting, he's putting military bases on alert. We've also been in contact with the Department of Defense to make sure that all our defense facilities are properly attentive and vigilant. Victor Blackwell begins our coverage out front in Chattanooga. And Victor, I know there are breaking developments that you have involving the shooting where you are standing right now. Yes, Aaron, we know that the other location, the Naval Reserve Center, four Marines were killed. But we know just moments ago receiving word from the Marine Corps that the shooter's bullets hit more than just doors and windows at this location. A Marine recruiter was shot in the leg. He has been released from the hospital. The FBI teams are here on the ground pacing, looking for shell casings and motive in this shooting.